Before you listen to the rest of the conversation, you have 30 seconds to read questions 26 to 30.
What are you going to say, Kathy, in your introduction?
I'll show my photos of Petra while I talk about the history of the region. Then I'll use an up-to-date regional map to show fresh water sources, rivers, lakes, aquifers, reservoirs and the like, and major concentrations of population. That'll help our audience understand the current water issues facing the three countries and lead on to Antonio's map of individual towns and villages involved in the project. Lastly, I've got some statistics from 2010 about how much water is used in agriculture, in industry, and domestically. I'll cut and paste these into the photo of women getting water from the well that I mentioned earlier.
Don't forget to emphasise the importance of the Jordan River, Kathy, and how WFP has saved it.
Yes, that's amazing, isn't it? And all thanks to one man, really, Mr. Kusa. Maybe I should follow Kathy, since my research is on WFP itself, whereas Beatrice, you're more interested in international law and the role of the United Nations, aren't you?
Yes, I found all the development goals that WFP is aiming towards. According to the World Health Organization, the right to water is linked to other rights enshrined in various United Nations treaties, such as the rights to food, livelihood, and housing.
That may be so, but not all three countries in this project are bound by the same international law. Frankly, on paper, governments may be signatories to treaties and conventions, but on the ground, they've failed in their efforts to ensure those rights or to protect the environment.
In my country, the Philippines, we've tried to get international money and support for big government-led projects, but they're often ineffective. WFP is working from the grassroots up, which I think is preferable. What do you think, Beatrice?
I'm not sure. The wider context is important. We need the UN to provide a legal framework and to set standards.
Perhaps. Do you think we've got time tomorrow to practice our presentation?
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.